Some years back now, I don't know how many, but every once in a while there's a song that catches your attention, makes you think about things. Well, this was a country western song, and the first time I heard it, I couldn't wait to hear it again because there was just a lot of truth to it. The name of the song was This Old Man and Me. Now, some of you may know it. Most of you probably don't. But I'm going to paraphrase it very quickly. It was a song about two men that met, where else? In a bar. One was older. One was much younger. But they sat there, and through conversation, they found that they had a great deal in common. And they told stories, and they laughed, and they joked until the wee hours of the morning, as the song goes, about 2 a.m. They shook hands and left, have never saw one another again. But as the song goes, but then one sunny day, the younger man saw the old man's face. It was on the front page of the obituaries. Seemed he was a millionaire. And he gave his fortune to someone he barely knew. And the kids were mad. Well, let's just say the kids were mad. I can't repeat that word in church. And the songwriter goes on to say, but I am doing well. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. A song, but yet a story of an inheritance, unexpected, unlooked for, unimagined, most certainly undeserved, and yet freely given, to the surprise of all. Inheritance. So as I began to prepare today's sermon, I thought, well, you know, maybe I should Google that word and really find out what the definition of it is. So I Googled it. I said, definition of inheritance. And they came back, to inherit something. And I said, well, that helped a lot. I said, that gave me a lot to go on today. So I thought about it even further. And I realized that inheritance isn't always about monetary things. So I thought about my own parents. I thought about what did I inherit? My mother and father were not wealthy, good people. But when I look back, I literally inherited from them things that I can't replace. And the list could go on and on, which each and every one of you would have that same list in many ways. There'd be many examples and comparisons. But you know, from my father, I learned humility. I learned to work with my hands. I learned to be responsible for my own actions. From my mother, I learned how to gather. I learned how to prepare things. I learned how to take care of myself. And again, wonderful work habits. And as I said, the list could go on and on and on. But what I came to realize that I inherited them from more than anything was, like many of you, kicking and screaming, they dragged me off to church. They made me go to Sunday school and confirmation, and they made me go through all that stuff. And they did it because they understood that had shaped their lives. And that's where the Holy Spirit has an opportunity to shape ours. So they made sure that all their children, with varying results, were exposed to that. And that's where the Holy Spirit works within us to come to understand the greatest inheritance that we can possibly receive. And that is the redemption and the justification and the promise of eternal life in and through our Lord Jesus. This is an inheritance that God sets down. God does this for you and for me. And it's not a will that you get written out of. For in baptism we receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit works within us that we receive this inheritance, we live through this inheritance, that this becomes how we live our lives, how we make decisions, how we greet people, how we act. As the gospel writer Luke says, Jesus says, love your neighbor, Love people as you would want them to love you. Do good to those that hate you. This is an inheritance of great love and grace that drives our lives, and it drives how we act, and it makes us who we are. It's a wonderful inheritance, something that each and every one of you have inherited. Each and every one. But today we come to remember those we've lost. But you see, this is when the inheritance gets real good. Because not only do we live in that inheritance, but we also die by that inheritance. That inheriting the love of God in and through our Lord, as Christ died and rose, so shall we. That through death's dark door, there is also light. There is also life. That in Christ Jesus, this is not the end. That's our inheritance. That's the promise. And that is what we hold on to with our hearts, with both hands, and remember. Because that's what God did for each and every one of us through Jesus. Now, just in a few short minutes, I would likely say that we'll come very close, if not completely filling this cross with candles in remembrance of people we knew, people we loved, and people we have lost. We will take time this morning to remember, and we will take time to give thanks, and we will take time to mourn all over again. But what we also need to remember is that just as each candle represents a life lost here, the candle represents a life born into Christ. That's what it represents. It represents a loss to us, and yet a life in Christ. I'm taking a long way around the barn, folks, to try to tell you this morning that the loved ones we've lost couldn't be in better hands, could not be in a better place. So we will pray, we will remember, we will mourn, but at some point we will realize that in the life and the light of Christ, they live. That is our promise. And they are okay. And that day will come when, as Christ promises, we will all be reunited with them. As a songwriter said, some will be mad, but in regards to us, to those that the Holy Spirit have touched, to those that believe in this inheritance, everything will be well. Amen.